Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. God bless you. Come out of Egypt.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our...
Well, Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Rosalind Peterson, is certainly one of our favorite guests. And we're going to be talking about, fluorescent light bulbs. Now, let me simply point out that President Obama has talked about, you know, how he is going to create jobs. And he wants to create lots of jobs, and we're going to do everything we can to conserve energy, and we're going to have a green economy, which is going to create a lot of jobs over in China, because basically we had three solar paddle manufacturers here in the United States, and Massachusetts gave something called Evergreen. Almost $46 million to build a plant there, and they built the plant with the $46 million. Then they decided that it'd be a lot cheaper to do it over in communist China because they get subsidies and loans and they don't have to pay any corporate taxes, so they picked up and moved. There was another one company, Solar, here in California. They got almost $500 million from our government to produce solar panels here, and they just within the last month have picked up and moved to China. So we're going to create a lot of great new jobs with the green energy. But, of course, so Barack Obama didn't bother to mention those jobs are in China. Well, another example of that, of course, is the fluorescent light bulbs. And, of course, Congress, in their wisdom, said, well, you know, we certainly don't want incandescent light bulbs. We want fluorescent light bulbs because the fluorescent light bulbs last longer. And they do last longer, ladies and gentlemen, as long as you leave them on all the time. If you turn them on and off, they don't last as long. And they've done studies on that now. But the original study showed that they would last a lot longer. Of course, they cost about $4 a light bulb, but we subsidize them to get them down to about $1 a light bulb. Federal government subsidizing the fluorescent light bulbs so that we could actually, justify buying these much more expensive light bulbs. And, of course, the subsidy goes to communist China, or I guess they bring them in here at $4, and then we subsidize them, get them down to $1. Of course, they're dangerous. They have mercury in them. And if you burst one, why, of course, you're going to have to get your whole house decontaminated. But Congress, in its wisdom, has actually, of course, authorized. We're going to close down all of our factories in the United States that build incandescent light bulbs. And after 2012 or 2014, why, you will not be able to buy an incandescent light bulb in the United States, because we want to create new jobs in China. New jobs in China. Incidentally, General Electric is moving their production of windmills to China. Those are more green jobs, lots of green jobs in China. What's wrong with the picture? Well, what about fluorescent light bulbs? Are they really better? Well, this is one of our favorite guests, and of course, Rosalind has done a great deal of work on contrails. And if you haven't heard her conversations on that, well, we'll be interviewing her tomorrow on that, I think, in our afternoon program. And next week, we'll review the matter of what contrails are, or geoengineering. But, of course, right now, why, of course, we're going to be talking about fluorescent light bulbs. Rosalind, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me on your show today. Once again, it's an honor and a privilege to be here with you.
Well, Rosalind is one of our favorite guests, and she can ad-lib on almost any subject. But basically, she does it with a tremendous amount of knowledge. You want to go to her website, California Skywatch, if you really want to know what is going on as far as contrails. But we'll be back here in just a moment with Rosalind Peterson. Rosalind, you pick up the story.
Well, one of the things that no one seems to know is that fluorescent light bulbs, which have been highly touted by environmental groups and across the country and have been touted by Al Gore we should use them in order to save, in other words, energy, and because we should be environmentally friendly. What has happened is that a quick look, even back several years ago, on the California Environmental Protection Agency website, was all this information about that these light bulbs contained mercury. And so you could read about the problems that if the bulb breaks, they knew back then that if you put them in the wrong type of socket, for example, in track lighting sockets, and you put them in sockets in older homes, that they could cause fires or they could break. And so it was a hazmat problem. In other words, you had to recycle these. So because of the mercury, very few people were ever told. And if you read the label, there's some small print there about recycling, or that there's something inside the package that will tell you in microscopic print that you have to recycle these. You can't throw them in the normal waste stream, or you can't throw them away because they all contain mercury. So when we began to talk about this early on, many people didn't believe it or said, well, we're going to conserve energy and they can't be that bad. And then all of a sudden, we put out this information that what was said on the EPA site, people had had problems with them. We even showed photographs of bulbs that had burned out. And there's serious problems with these types of bulbs, especially when they break. Well, between Christmas and New Year's this year, the EPA puts out, in other words, two press releases. And one of them is that EPA improves guidance for compact fluorescent light bulb cleanup in case of them breaking and what you need to do when you clean them up. And then the EPA issued a national guidance to address proper maintenance, removal, and disposables of PCB-containing fluorescent lights in schools, businesses, and homes.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly the fluorescent light bulbs, which will be the only thing that will be available in the United States after, I think, is it 12-12 or 12-14?
I think it's 12-12. It's coming up next year.
All right, 12-12. The Congress, in their wisdom, in violation of our Constitution, because there's no place in the Constitution that allows Congress to tell you what sort of a light bulb you should have, or even that you should have to have a health insurance or all these things. But the members of Congress don't believe in the Constitution. They swear to it, but they're hypocrites. They swear to a document they don't believe in. So in their wisdom, they voted that we would all have to have fluorescent light bulbs, and we would phase them all out, never mentioning they were all made in China, and of course they contain mercury. And of course Rosalind is pointing out that now, certainly between Christmas and New Year, this last Christmas and New Year, the EPA put out a directive, first of all, what you do if one of these breaks. Because one of these breaks, it will be the greatest disaster you ever had. How extensive is the cleanup if one of these light bulbs, heavens forbid, one of these light bulbs should break in your home and you can't use your vacuum cleaner because you could spread it all over? You would almost have to evacuate your house, wouldn't you, and get a team in, a highly trained team, to clean that house up so it would be livable? What do you really have to do if you break a light bulb?
Well, what you have to do if you break a light bulb in one of your rooms is that you have to turn off any central heating because it will spread this contamination throughout your house. The second thing you have to do is you have to realize that if you use your vacuum cleaner, your vacuum will become something that needs to be taken to a hazmat site. If you go to use any...
And by hazmat, you mean a special site where it has to be disposed of because, of course, it's contaminated?
Yes, yes. Right. In other words, highly contaminating materials cannot be thrown into the regular dust stream. They have to be taken to a special place which handles hazardous materials and hazardous waste. So the mercury in these bulbs is enough to cause them that if you were to vacuum up your room or rug or anything, your vacuum then becomes contaminated too. So they don't recommend that you vacuum. If you were to clean up, you should wear gloves and a mask because the room is contaminated. If this stuff gets into the carpet, there's even recommendations that they cut out that part of your carpet. You have to, if it's on a floor, for example, tile floor or something, if you wipe it up with anything, everything you use then should be put into special packaging to be taken to a hazmat site. You're not supposed to put it in your washing machine. So it's very, very serious. And what the EPA quote here is, included in the guidance, and this is what the EPA is quote, including with the guidance, is a new consumer brochure with CFL recycling and cleanup tips. CFLs contain a small amount of mercury sealed within the glass tubing. When a CFL breaks, some of the mercury is released as vapor and may pose potential health risks. The guidance brochure will provide simple, user-friendly directions to help prevent and reduce exposure to people from mercury pollution.
Now, is there any safe level of mercury that the government has said is safe, where you're not going to get toxic effects on your mind or endocrine system or the whole structure of your body? Is there any safe level of mercury?
No, there isn't, as far as I know. That the EPA thinks that there should be no level of mercury that is considered safe because it's a very toxic substance. And what they're worried about is if these mercury light bulbs are just thrown into the normal waste stream, when they break and are put in waste sites along with normal trash, that they will soon start contaminating rivers and streams. So there's a problem with them no matter where they break. And, for example, in construction workers, I've seen them where they have taken those long tubes, and in order to fit them into dumpsters, they just snap them across their knee, break them, and then they throw them into the dumpsters. So, and it's expensive in some areas. You have to pay for recycling these light bulbs, and so people aren't going to do it. They'd rather just throw them away in the trash and let them be dumped somewhere. So when you talk about all the light bulbs that we're going to be using once incandescents are no longer available, you're talking about an ever-increasing huge problem.
Well, you know, one of the things most interesting is that now that the law is in place, they're phasing out the incandescent light bulbs. They've closed down the plants, GE plants here in the United States. I think Philips may still be making, but they closed down the plants. Somebody said, "Well, gee, maybe we ought to check them and see if they really burn a lot longer." And they found they do burn longer if you never turn them off. I mean, you would just burn them full-time, burn an incandescent bulb full-time, and burn a regular light bulb full-time, why the fluorescent will last longer. But if you turn them off and on, why, of course, the fluorescent burns out earlier. And we've actually done this in our own home, put in half incandescent, half fluorescent, and the fluorescent burns out far sooner. So this whole thing is sold to the American people, oh, we're going to conserve energy, and we really will. If you leave the light bulbs on full-time and never turn them off, go right ahead, Rosalind.
That's correct, but rarely do you have people who have incandescent bulbs which blow up in the sockets. If you break them, at least you're not in, you don't have a hazmat site. So the EPA has decided to tell you that you really shouldn't have light bulbs in standing lamps where they could fall over and break. You shouldn't have them in children's bedrooms where they could be broken by accident. They're starting to say where you should not have these types of bulbs. Well, then, if you're not making incandescents, then just what type of bulbs are you going to have in these rooms?
Well, maybe we could go back to kerosene lanterns, and we could get Coleman lanterns and Aladdin lanterns, the kind that our forefathers had that certainly be safer than the fluorescent light bulbs, because at least they weren't deadly poisonous. A little mercury can destroy your life very, very readily. In fact, mercury is so poisonous that we used to, when I was practicing medicine, we used to have something called methylate, and it was red, and you put it on the skin. And this is the way it was. I went to medical school and internship and residency, and I was in practice 3 or 4 years, and we always put that red stuff on the skin around scrapes and bruises. One day it wasn't there, and I asked my secretary what happened. She said, oh, they withdrew it. It was just too toxic. So it was too toxic to put on the skin. Of course, it's perfectly all right to inject into our children. And everybody who takes one of the flu shots, if you took the H1N1 shot last year, you got a full dose, a toxic dose of mercury. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you think the incidence of Alzheimer's disease is skyrocketing 9,000%? Why do you think the incidence of autism is... 1 in 66 boys has autism. They know what they're doing. They're poisoning our children. But, of course, they can't let the children, they can't let the parents know that. Go right ahead, Rosalind.
Well, the other thing is that people assume that different types of fluorescent light bulbs are safe. But when you consider the following list, it's kind of shocking because they say, the EPA, this is, says other fluorescent bulbs, including linear, U-tube, circulating fluorescent tubes, bug zappers, tanning bulbs, black lights, germicidal bulbs, high-output bulbs, cold cathode fluorescent bulbs, high-intensity discharge bulbs, which include metal halide, ceramic, high-pressure sodium, and mercury vapor, mercury short arc bulbs, and neon bulbs all are problematic at this time. So the EPA has expanded its list of those that have problems. So there's very few fluorescent light bulbs or CFLs that you can buy which do not have this problem. And also the tests indicate that when fluorescent bulbs are made, like in China, the amount of mercury is not controlled per bulb either. So once you get into unregulated places to build them, like in China, then there's no longer any laws, like in the United States, which would have some control over the amount of mercury in the bulbs.
And I'm sure the Chinese are not worried about health hazards here in the United States. We've seen that with melamine and some of the medicines. Most of your medicines you're going to buy in your stores today are manufactured in communist China where there are no adequate controls. So much of the freeze-dried food you're going to be getting in the United States manufactured in China where there are no controls. Why would they do that? Here in the United States we have controls to protect the health. In China they have none. And yet they can bring them in here without being checked. And maybe the FDA will get around to check those factories in China maybe every 12 years or so. Why are they so lax with China and allowing them to dump anything on us that may be toxic? Do you really think the Chinese care about our health? Is there a better way to destroy a great nation than to contaminate its people? Rome fell, it's many people believe, because of the lead in the water that lined the aqueducts with lead. And what are we doing here? Why, we're using mercury in our vaccines. Almost every flu shot, which is mandated now by the government for pregnant women children at 6 months of age, and certainly this last year, why are our children 6 months of age ready to get 4 flu shots, all containing mercury, within 2 weeks at 6 months of age, 2 H1N1 shots, 2 flu shots. Look at the CDC's requirements. Why would they do that with this toxic substance that's so toxic you have to take it to a special dump, and yet it's all right to put it into our children? Be right back in a moment. Rosalind, go right ahead.
Well, the other thing that was a surprise to me was the second press release on the same day, because what they...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
With those, and of course, the if you can tell when that's going because your fluorescent light bulb long begins to flicker, and so you suddenly then the ballast begins to release PCB's deadly poison, and of course the EPA now is suddenly beginning to warn us. We've been using these things for 50, 75 years. The EPA finally found out they were hazardous to our health, but they say, well, it's only in the older ones, but now they're going to be produced over in China. Do we really think the Chinese are worried about the health of the American people? If it's cheaper to do it, they'll put the PCBs and the current fluorescent lights and they'll put them in the ballast and bring them into America without any quality control, because we don't check them when they come in. But the EPA has, of course, exonerated itself. It put out a warning, and this warning just came out, what, within the last month or two?
It came out between Christmas and New Year's last December, so it's just been less than 2 months ago.
Well, I'm sure glad the EPA is there is protecting our health. They're the ones who refuse to do anything about the mercury in the vaccines. They refuse to do anything about the fluoride in the water that they, of course, know is lowering fertility and carcinogenic and lowers intelligence and attacks the thyroid. But they refuse to do anything about it. Go right ahead.
So they're saying that any buildings or schools built prior to 1979 would have these type of bulbs with the PCBs, and that they were that in the schools and other buildings that they found, they have these leaking PCBs in light ballasts. And schools have been checked in several states like Oregon, North Dakota, and Massachusetts, but they've only checked a few. So the odds are that schools built here prior to 1979 or buildings would have that type of older ballast in it, where they would have problems with the widespread use. So it says if a school was built before 1979 or has not had a complete retrofit since that time, the fluorescent light ballast probably contained PCB. So, and it says federal law requires the immediate removal and disposal of PCB-containing ballast and disposal of any PCB-contaminated materials at an EPA-approved facility. Well, in some counties, in some areas of the United States, there is no EPA-approved facility. It could be, like one case in our county, could be 60 or more miles away. People would have to specially wrap them so they won't break. They have to be taken to these sites, hand-delivered to these sites so that these things won't break, and they would have to be properly disposed of. Many cities and states and counties and local governments don't have any place to dispose of these light bulbs. And that's the really interesting part, is you get some places require that you pay for this type of disposal. So you can bet that people will try to skate around this issue and just dump them in the regular waste stream, where they're going to contaminate rivers and streams or water supplies. They're going to break. They're going to turn our dumpsters in cities and towns into hazmat sites. Then you have rain, and then those leak into the groundwater. So we've got these tremendous problems, and some schools and some districts are fighting changing their light bulbs because it's expensive and let the children suffer.
Well, basically, of course, I had never even heard of this. Certainly, has this been popularized? I mean, the EPA puts up things all the time. Most people have no idea what this is going on, and I have my ear pretty close to the ground. This is the first thing I've heard of it. Have you heard anybody else besides yourself who actually reads all of these the foolish and regulations, always published in small print during the holidays, but nobody will notice? So the EPA can say, well, we told everybody. They ladies and gentlemen, the EPA is hazardous to our health. It always has been, just like the CDC, like all the alphabet agencies. But has anybody talked about it besides you?
Not that I know of to any great extent, but it's interesting that the media isn't covering this either.
Well, you wouldn't expect the media. After all, we have freedom of the press in America. That means other people who own the press have the freedom to suppress any information they want, and they do so effectively. And so that the American people have no idea what's really going on, as Edward Bernays, in his book Propaganda, said. He was Sigmund Freud's nephew. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we've never heard of. We'll be back in just a moment with Rosalind Peterson, and please don't call in. We're not going to take any callers until later. If we want callers, we'll ask for them. Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with Rosalind Peterson. The news, you're behind the news. Rosalind, you go right ahead.
Well, the other thing is that disposing of these, in other words, these bulbs, if you have leaking ballast, for example, quote, this is a quote from the EPA, to prevent exposure if leaking ballasts are discovered, school personnel should wear protective clothing, including chemically resistant gloves, boots, and disposable overalls while surveying the ballast. Replacement of leaking ballast should be performed in a well-ventilated area, or supplemental ventilation or respiratory protection should be provided to reduce the potential for breathing in fumes. End quote.
But a lot of these are certainly indoors and hallways and offices, you know, where there's just no adequate way to get adequate ventilation or adequate venting.
Well, see, I looked in the garage, and my garage, and I've got this problem in our garage. And I thought to myself, my goodness, I'm going to go and get this removed. But the person that's going to have to remove it is got to be dressed up in these suits. I mean, this is really awful. When I was contemplating this, because I have one set of ballasts that failed, and they were definitely put in the garage before 1979.
So basically, if they were put in after 1979, we're all right, but before 1979, we're in trouble. Would that be a fair statement?
That's a fair statement, except that the tubes still contain mercury. So you have to be careful not to break them. They're very fragile, and then they have to go to these hazmat sites. So when I read this, I go, oh, my goodness, this gave me really pause to think about this, and people don't know. And I don't know why there's not a massive campaign by the EPA, other than with a press release, to let people know how hazardous these types of either fluorescent and all these other types of light bulbs are. And I think that we should reverse
our thought.
Laws.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly if you actually had your ballast put in before, what, is it 1977 or 1979?
1979.
Before 1979, then probably the ballast certainly contains PCBs, and it's hazardous. And does it leak before it begins to filter, or is it usually a flicker, or is it usually after it begins to flicker you get into trouble?
I don't know, but I think that when it starts to fail, which I'm sure it starts to flicker, that at that point the ballast is beginning to fail, and so then you have this problem.
That's when you get the PCB poisoning, and then of course you've got the mercury bulbs, and certainly some of the. Now, is it the older light bulbs that they have the PCBs in them as well, or is it just the PCBs just in the ballast?
Well, this is not made clear, and I'm not sure from reading the material. In other words, I'm not clear about this subject. Apparently, it was banned. The PCBs were banned in these. But, however, when we start to manufacture them, if it's cheaper to do it with the PCBs from another country, that may take place as well. So we don't know what's going to be coming in from foreign countries, but certainly they aren't going to be checked by our government to make sure that they're safe.
Well, we wouldn't want to do anything to embarrass our good friends over in communist China, the country that's murdered more people than anyone else in the world, probably 150 to 200 million people were executed by our good friends over there in communist China. In fact, the current premier, Mr. Hu, is well known for his oppression and murder of the people in Tibet when they wanted to rise up during the time of Tiananmen Square. But isn't it amazing the American media, nobody in the American media knew that. But if you want to check that out, go to your website, your search engine, and put in who, I forgot his the rest of his name, but Premier Hu, something or other, and then oppression, suppression of the Tibetan population. They even brought him back to supervise what was going on in Tiananmen Square. But you're never going to read that in our newspaper. After all, he and Mr. Obama are such good friends. We'll go right ahead.
Well, the main concern I have is to let people know that this is a very serious problem. And they even recommend that if you think your school was built before 1979 and may have these older ballasts, that you can take this up with your school district. But you see, the thing is that you don't have the New York Times, you don't have the San Francisco Chronicle, the LA Times, or anyone writing articles putting this information out, nor do you have our elected officials taking up this issue in Congress, either at the state or the federal level, in order to maybe change their mind about the banning of incandescent bulbs.
Oh, we can't do that. After all, we've got to create jobs, don't we? I mean, and after all this, you've got to create a lot of jobs over in communist China. We already lost the jobs here in America. They're closing down the plants in the United States. So we can, of course, build them over in communist China. Something dangerous. Stop incandescent light bulbs. Safe, efficient, very cheap. I got them recently for 20 cents each. No, buy them at $4 each from communist China. Subsidize them to get them down to $1 so the Americans will buy them and think they're getting a great buy. And tell them they're going to last so much longer if you leave them on full time and never turn them off. Oh, boy, this is a wonderful means of conserving energy. Well, go right ahead, Rosalind. Basically, we will take calls if you're out there and you have a question on this subject. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And you have to ask yourself, why is it that only Rosalind Peterson reports on this? I will tell you why, because Rosalind is one of the few people I know who go to the original source material and get the documentation. As she's done so beautifully, of course, on the other subjects we talked to her about, and that is the geoengineering that is going on today. A lot of people are talking about geoengineering. A lot of people talk about it, but, of course, they don't really understand what is really going on. Anyway, go right ahead, Rosalind.
Well, the last thing I'd like to say about fluorescent light bulbs is you can go to the EPA website. It's www.epa.gov. And when you get there, just put in the search engine fluorescent light bulbs cleanup or press releases on fluorescent light bulbs, and it all comes up. It's very easy. Or you can go and to my website, which is agriculturedefensecoalition.org. And if you go there and you go to my EPA section of my website, you can read all about fluorescent light bulbs and what has been happening to people who put them into the wrong types of sockets.
What does happen when you put them in the wrong type of socket?
They can either explode or they can start to burn up because the older sockets can't take the high tech of these fluorescent light bulbs. And so they say, well, you don't want to put them in track lighting sockets. Older homes with these old sockets that use incandescents very well, you can have them blow up or explode or start a fire. And fire departments in many areas consider them very hazardous in a fire. In other words, they make a fire in your house more hazardous, especially when they explode and break or that they cause a fire. So you have to realize that when we go to these type of bulbs, they're not benign in the environment. And I think the hazards are worse than using a little electricity, having an incandescent light bulb and just turning off the light switch and saving energy.
And ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand it's very, very cheap to create electricity. We could do it very, very economically, extremely economically with nuclear. The only reason nuclear energy is expensive is because the environmentalists keep suing the companies that want to build it. Who finances the environmentalists? Why, of course, the oil companies, the great foundations, and our own government. Why? Because they don't want us to have cheap and efficient electricity. They want to destroy the industrial base of this country. When you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Our telephone number, if you'd like to talk to Rosalind, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I mean, why should we build incandescent light bulbs here in the United States that cost 20 cents when we can buy them from communist China for $4 each? And that's what it costs, $4. And then we subsidize. The government has lots of money. Well, they really don't have much money. 40 cents out of every dollar that the government spends, they have to borrow. But, of course, we subsidize the fluorescent light bulbs to get them down to a dollar each, five times what the Philips light bulb, incandescent light bulbs will cost. But, of course, they burn out sooner if you turn them off and on. But if you leave them on full time, they last longer than the incandescent light bulbs. That's why we've got to shift over. And Congress, in its wisdom, passed legislation, and it will be criminal now, to manufacture an incandescent light bulb in the land of the free and the home of the brave after 2012. We live in a world gone mad. There are a few of us who are still sane, and everybody thinks we're crazy. If you have a question on this subject, or on the subject of fluorescent light bulbs, of incandescent light bulbs, what was so wrong with incandescent light bulbs? Oh, they burned electricity. Well, so do the fluorescent ones. But we're going to save electricity because we're running out of electricity. Why do we use hydroelectric electricity? Oh, we've got to tear out the dams, and so we're tearing out dams all across the country. Does that really make sense, ladies and gentlemen? Well, we could produce it very economically with natural gas. It's very cheap. Oh, but of course it increases the carbon footprint, and it produces a toxic gas, carbon dioxide. How much carbon dioxide is in the atmosphere? Well, they're 38,000ths of 1%. 38,000ths of 1%. The atmosphere is carbon dioxide. The more carbon dioxide you have, the better plants grow. They used to grow much higher. We know in past times why, of course, higher levels of CO2. We had much more exuberant plant growth. Why are they doing everything they can to destroy this country? Let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane. John, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, I've got a question, and that has to do with, I heard on another program they were talking about this subject, and the gentleman was talking about that LEDs are much more effective. Now, are they going to outlaw LEDs, or what is your take, Rosalind, on LEDs?
Right now, as far as I know, there's not any discussion to ban LEDs or to ban these fluorescent type light bulbs at the moment. So I'm not sure. People say, well, they're safe, but if you go to the EPA website and you either California or you can go to the US EPA website, you would be able to find all of the information that the EPA has on them, and make a determination on whether you want to put them in your homes or not. But the bad part for all of us is that with the banning of incandescent light bulbs, that we won't have any options. When people run out of them, there won't be any options. They'll be forced into using these more dangerous light bulbs.
And boy, if you break one of those, John, why, you're going to have your whole room, or this, you know, maybe even your whole house decontaminated at a great cost. But don't you worry, nobody's going to pick it up except you. You're going to have to pay the expenses if you want to stay in your home. And it would be really unsafe for you to get the mercury. There's no safe level of mercury, except, of course, if you're injecting it into an infant, you're at 6 months of age. Anything else, John?
Yes. So now, Rosalind, you're saying that our LEDs, now, they're different than fluorescents, aren't they?
Yes, they're different than fluorescents. But I do know that there is different disposal methods. And right now, unless I went to look that up, I couldn't tell you just offhand because I don't.
So LEDs have a toxic effect as well.
What are they? Do they have mercury in them, John? I really don't know that much about them. I was just thinking that same subject. What do we know about LED? What is that gives them their luminescence?
I don't know.
Well, maybe somebody out there could go to their computer and get the information, and we would all learn. If you're out there listening to the audience, go up on the Internet right now, look up LED, and give us a call. Anything else, John?
Well, the last thing is that when you were commenting about the Chinese people, I have a friend who's from Tibet, and he was telling us about all the health problems that they're having with the Tibetan people because of exposures to chemicals in the farming and what have you, and they're getting sick. So it sounds to me like not only do the Chinese probably not care about our health, it doesn't sound like they care about the health of their people.
Well, I think many times they intentionally poison people. After all, when people are chronically poisoned, they don't object to the tyranny. I'm sure that isn't why they're poisoning the American people, though. Anything else, John?
No, you've covered it. Thanks so much.
God bless. And get all those people up there in Spokane listening, will you?
Okay.
God bless. Okay, fine. We've got Carlos calling. He's calling from Carson, California, and Carlos is an old friend. Hi, Carlos. How are we doing?
Very well, Dr. Stand. Nice talking to you here.
Okay. Once again, let me get our telephone number out. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, I called in extemporaneously here. I didn't know you had a guest. I wanted to talk about the Egyptian crisis.
Well, I really don't want to get off into that subject. We'll be doing a problem, all sorts of programs on that, but that's a long way away from where we are. So next time we do an open line, we'll do an open line next week, and we'll get into that, okay?
Oh, okay, Dr. Stan. Sorry about that.
Okay, but that's all right. But I would just say this whole thing is contrived. It's all financed, certainly by the Bank of England. That story you can check out. They pulled it off of Yahoo. Pardon me, pulled it off of Google. They pulled it off of a Start page. But you can find it at Yahoo. Simply look up Lord James, the Belfast Telegraph. Finance terrorism. You find the Bank of England's financing this whole thing, and of course it's killing basically this whole Islamic terrorist movement in northern Africa, financed by the Bank of England. Let's go to Bruce, who's calling from Spokane. Hi, Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Dr. Stan.
Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, the LED stands for light emitting. That LED stands for light emitting diode.
Okay, now what's the diode, and is there any sort of a chemical in there?
There's some silica in there. Now, they're extraordinarily safe, and the technology's been advancing so fast on them, it's amazing. And they've proven themselves in a lot of other lighting situations to be extremely reliable, especially battery-powered, and some of them miniature generator-powered.
And we do know they last for an awfully long time. They give off what I think is a comfortable light. The one thing about the fluorescent, it tends to flicker. And Rosalind, what about the light that comes from a fluorescent light bulb as far as your eyes, as far as your health?
Well, a lot of people, and myself included, find that the flickering is very irritating with those type of light bulbs. And so people have expressed concerns about having headaches. And I know that in our in the building that I used to work in for Mendocino County, they had the fluorescent lights, you know, in the tubes in our building, and we used to turn them off and put regular lamps on our desk so that we could see, because the flickering would just drive you crazy.
I wonder if there's ever been a study to see if there's any relationship between those light bulbs and cancer. I had several women, wonderful ladies who worked for me through the years, and we had fluorescent lighting in the homes, and they all died of cancer. I'm talking about several of them died of cancer, and I've always just in the back of my mind wondered about that. But I don't suppose they'd ever bother to do a study on that, but it'd be relatively easy to do, at least to find out if that's a possibility.
It is a possibility, and I can actually look that up, and if we go on the show again on this subject, I will have looked up LEDs, and I will have looked up some of this information, the questions, so that I can even have that knowledge for myself as well.
All right, well, we'll do that. Let's go to right now. We've got Dean calling from Spokane. And let's see, hopefully they'll just pass Dean right over here, and we'll be back with him in just a moment. Hi, Dean. How are you doing? Do you have a question or comment?
Doing very well. I've got a question. My question is about the laser beams that you can buy just anywhere, you know, convenience stores, $2.95. You buy a laser beam. What's up with that?
I really don't know. Do you know anything at all about the laser beams?
Yes, you can get lasers. And right now, the U.S. House and the Senate, I think, both voted because people were pointing those at pilots and blinding them. So they're very dangerous if you shine them in someone's eyes.
Well, they can do permanent damage to the eye. And,
yes, and I don't know why we're making them available, because children with those could be very dangerous.
Okay,
right.
Anything
they're
else,
everywhere.
Dave?
They're everywhere, and they're cheap, and anybody can buy one.
Right,
I have no idea why they list them out there.
Okay, thanks very much. Well, Roslyn, we've got 3 minutes. Do you have to wrap up your thoughts? Go right ahead.
Well, I'd like to say it's important that we protect ourselves and protect our children. And one of the things...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.
Love to hear from you, Sydney. Because our shortwave is not getting out because of, well, the government complained when we had a good frequency because we were reaching across the country, and so they took it away from us and put us onto a frequency, shortwave frequency, that is very poorly received. Why our shortwave audience has dropped off considerably, and so is the income. If you're in a position to help, and I know many of you are not, and I know that many of you are giving very generously, and we do appreciate it deeply, but if you're out there and you agree with our message, and you think that you're going to hear things you're not going to get elsewhere, well, I would love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, subscribe to our newsletter, get our products, or whatever you're in a position to do. And if you're not in a position to help, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Certainly we have a couple of great new products. We're carrying a new DVD. It's called Cancer Forbidden Cures, and there are cures for cancer. They're being actively suppressed. It's, in my estimation, part of a population control agenda. Everybody tells you, oh, they want to make money. I don't think it's not about money. These people can simply create money out of nothing. It's not that. They really think there are too many people in the world. And if you haven't heard my talk on planned population reduction or my talk on None Dare Call It Genocide, they're both available from Radio Liberty. And if you get either one, request a copy of my Population Control Agenda monograph. It's a little pamphlet we put together, best thing out there, and we recommend it to you. We have 4 tape sets on population control. But you need to understand there's a genocidal agenda. We do carry the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, going into the background of Dr. Brzezinski, the man who had a cure for cancer. They wanted to send him to jail for 300 years because he had a cure for cancer, and they failed. The book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, the 4 tape set, we'll actually hear my interview with a Green Beret colonel who had to hide in his own country to save his son from the officials at the Federal Drug Administration. They ended up killing his son. They ended up killing his son, little Tommy Navarro. Your heart-rending interview with Colonel Navarro. Green Beret, who fought for his freedom, fought for our freedom, and he had to hide to protect his son, and they eventually killed his son. That's the 4 tape set on the Brzezinski Breakthrough. And then, of course, there's so much more information available from Radio Liberty. We're now carrying the DVD on What in the World Are They Spraying, and we'll be doing a program on that during the next hour. We've got a couple of 4 tape sets on chemtrails, and certainly you'll want to go to Roslyn Peterson's website. That's at CaliforniaSkyWatch.com or CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. Get Roslyn's material, and we'll be covering that very, very thoroughly. We hope that many of you want to get, of course, the DVD, The Watchers, Going into the Occult Movement in America, UFOs, going into, because of the background of cattle mutilations, an interview with a doctor who's removed 16 implants implanted when people had been abducted by aliens. And what are the implants made of? You'll be fascinated. That's called The Watchers. You'll want to get, of course, Lynn Marzulli's book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. And, of course, the key to it all is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for our leaders, our ministers. pray for the other ministries, Christian ministries are out there that trying to get the word out. Alex Jones, because he's on the front lines of this battle. Certainly Joyce Riley and John Leffler, good friends, are trying to reach people by the miracle of radio. And we are reaching people, ladies and gentlemen. More and more people are learning. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Murphy. And we're going to be talking about what in the world are they spraying? Well, that's the title of a new DVD. It's put out by Ed Griffin and Michael. Michael, did you produce that? What was your part? Was that your film that Ed's distributing, or what?
Well, I co-produced this with G. Edward Griffin, and I was the investigator in the film, so they followed me around with cameras. But Ed certainly had a large part in the production of the film, and he's distributing it, as well as many other distributors here in our beautiful country of America.
All right, fine. Of course, we're distributing it, too. We think it's an important part of our armamentarium to make people realize that something is seriously wrong. I don't think that most people have ever even heard of the term geoengineering until you begin to popularize this. What in the heaven's name is geoengineering?
Well, that's a great question. And you're correct. About 90%, if not more, of the population has no idea what it is. However, that's changing very quickly every day. Geoengineering is the artificial modification of the Earth's climate systems. As crazy as that may sound, there is a group of scientists that desperately want to control the weather, they want to control the climate, and they want to control every natural system that we have here on our planet Earth. Very scary. It's an insane thought for those of us who like nature and who like natural weather. However, we do know that there's a group of people who want to control these things and are actually desperately going after this, and they're actually toxifying soils and human health around the world to achieve their goals.
And basically, they are toxifying. We'll be back in just a moment. No, basically, they're because of what they're doing, why the trees are dying, crops certainly are not doing as well. They're changing the consistency of our soil because, of course, the aluminum and other chemicals that are putting up in the atmosphere are precipitating out, and, of course, the aluminum gets into the roots of the trees, and the trees can't take up water. The palm trees are over in the Hawaiian Islands are dying. Many of them are, and certainly the trees across America are not thriving. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Well, that's absolutely correct. And I can bring you back to what geoengineers are proposing. And they're proposing, and we cover this thoroughly in the film, and actually went to a geoengineering conference in San Diego where geoengineers proposed spraying 10 to 20 million tons of toxic aluminum oxide into the sun, into the sky for the stated goal of blocking the sun.
And I think that is important. What they're really talking about is, global warming. And so what we want to do is simply reflect the sun's rays back. And so what we're going to do is produce a canopy over the top of the Earth, certainly in the atmosphere, in the stratosphere, and that'll reflect the sun's rays, and we won't have so much global warming. The only trouble is that right about now, I think a lot of the country would like to have a little global warming.
Well, that's their cover story for what we believe are some more ominous programs, which have military and other implications.
All right, fine. Well, we'll let you get into those when we get back, because I think it's vitally important. What they say and what they're really up to, of course, are two entirely different things. I have my own views. You know what they are. I believe that there is a plan. Population control and do a great deal of harm to the human race. We'll be right back. Well, Michael, you go ahead and pick up the story. Go right ahead, Michael.
Oh, you got it. I thought we were on a commercial break.
No. Basically, some of the stations gone to commercial break, and others are still broadcasting. And so the important thing is that I will tell you, just keep right on talking through the breaks. And we want, because this is being actively broadcast at the present time. So what then is the motive behind this?
Well, we believe there are many different motives. And again, geoengineers, their cover story is that they urgently need to do this to save the planet from this supposed problem of global warming. However, we believe that it has three parts to it. And one part, which I think is the most incredible and one of the agendas that they're going at most aggressively, is control over the weather. And we cover this thoroughly in the film. There's a U.S. military document that's actually called Owning the Weather by 2025. And that's an express goal of our U.S. military, and they're rapidly going after this. There are many military implications if you can control the weather, perhaps creating droughts in other areas of the world, especially if you're going after this New World Order globalist agenda. Perhaps if a country does not sign on to the New World Order, they can create droughts and literally starve people out until they bring those countries to their knees. The second agenda, which you had brought up, is these programs are very toxic. There's hundreds of thousands of times the normal amount of aluminum in our rain and in our snow. And when they spray this into the atmosphere, it does fall down and we inhale this. Aluminum oxide, as many people know, has been linked to Alzheimer's. Here in L.A. County, we've seen over a 200% increase in Alzheimer's in a 10-year period, and we continue to see aluminum-related illnesses around the world where the spraying is reported going through the roof. Respiratory mortality, of course, we inhale these nano-sized aluminum particles, has gone from number 8 on the list of mortality down to number 3 in the past 6 years. So people are definitely dying from this. So we believe that this is in part, and I don't think fully, but in part, population reduction. I forgot to mention the measurable fallout of massive amounts of barium and strontium. Barium does lower our immune system. Barium has weather modification applications to it because it acts as a desiccant. So you can actually seed a cloud and sequester rainfall and move it to other parts of the country. So, like here in California, we've had a major decline in the rainfall, and they do see the storms when they come in, so we don't get the rain.
Hold that thought, because gotcha. Michael is simply talking about the agenda. They think that part of this is to control the weather, and they certainly, from a military point of view, you want to destroy a nation. Why, of course, you go ahead and you control the weather there. You give them storms, you give them droughts. There's no food available. You can destroy any nation by controlling the weather. Is that way out of line? I don't think so. There's a book written by one of my favorite villains. His name is Zygmunt Brzezinski. The book is called Between Two Ages, and you can get a copy up on Amazon for about $100. It's a little tiny book. They're really doing everything they can to suppress it. But it's written in 1970 at the bottom of page 55 or 56 or 57. There's a footnote that says by the year 2018, now this is being written in 1970, by the year 2018 we'll be able to create storms and droughts and new chronic diseases. Well, we got the chronic diseases of all sorts, and we certainly have all sorts of strains, storms, and droughts all across the world. But don't you worry. The American people are not allowed to know what's going on in the name of national security. And if anybody in government were ever to reveal what they're doing, they would be sent to Leavenworth or worse. Go right ahead.
Yeah, unfortunately. So barium can, again, sequester moisture. So what we see drought conditions here in California, but then out east and in the Midwest, we see this massive flooding and, of course, huge storms, which are believed to be completely related to the aerosol spraying, chemtrails, what many people call them. So we know that the HARP program, which is up in Alaska, does have very powerful weather modification implications with it. So no doubt that this is in part weather modification. The unawakened world is scratching their head going, gee, I wonder why the weather is so strange. Well, that's because we have a group of people that call themselves the elite who believe that they desperately should go after this godlike power to control the weather. So it's deeply concerning to us. Of course, barium, again, lowers our immune system. Strontium has been found in the fallout as well in massive amounts. Strontium is a carcinogen. Of course, we've seen a major increase in cancer. So all of these aerosols and different chemicals that they're spraying up there will deplete the immune system and cause illness. So, again, a big part of this, we believe, is population reduction. But let's look at the more damaging environmental effects that we're seeing all around the world. You had mentioned forest die-off, and what we're seeing, aluminum oxide and barium will change the pH of soil. And what we have found, and I can use the Mount Shasta in the Redding, which is in Northern California area, is a great example. It's far removed from any industry. In about the past 7 years, they have seen profound changes, and it's because the soil pH is changing. And again, aluminum oxide will increase the soil pH, not two times, not three times, but anywhere between 12 to 18 times the normal alkalinity. And anybody that knows basic science is aware that anything that requires an acidic soil will start to die when the soil becomes alkaline. Exactly what's being found around the world where these programs have been implemented. But don't worry, Dr. Stan. We've got some really good news because there has been a new GMO aluminum-resistant seed that has been manufactured and can grow in this new environment. So big corporations have once again saved the day. They've come in and solved this problem. So I'm being facetious here, of course, and sometimes you have to joke around about something that's so serious, but many people believe that these programs might be in part an agenda to literally control the entire food supply by killing off anything that's natural and organic so that nothing can grow without these new aluminum-resistant seeds. So it's deeply concerning to many organic farmers. Of course, when we filmed in Hawaii, we stayed on an organic farm. And, God, what a beautiful place to stay for a week. And I just got back last month from staying there. And the people in this area grow all of their own food, and they're completely dependent on the land. And in the past 5 years, they've begun to see a decline in the yield, the food that they're getting. And, of course, they've been spraying very heavy over Maui, and numerous rain tests have come back, again, showing high levels of aluminum, barium, and strontium, which match geoengineers' plans, match numerous patents, et cetera, et cetera. But they are seeing a decline in their natural organic food. So a big concern of them is that they will not be able to grow food without a GMO seed. And thinking, you know, what kind of conditions they may have in 5 or 10 years is deeply concerning because it's a very free life that they live. They don't have to go and nature of a corporation, they don't have to work in order to get the food. They live completely off the land. But what happens if they have to go to company ABC for a GMO seed? You know, that's deeply concerning because there are probably requirements for that, and that is completely the end of freedom as we know it. It's complete control.
Well, not only that, of course, but when you get the aluminum in the soil, then it will be absorbed by the plant, and when you eat the plant or whatever the food is, it will give you more in the way of aluminum. And basically, of course, the aluminum, of course, gets into the root system, and it blocks the absorption of water. This is what happens with the trees, and why the trees are beginning to grow very much more slowly in Northern California, why there's so much problem with the trees. Nobody is telling the American people this. And actually, I'll never forget some years ago when they were spraying in our area, and a young man actually took a picture of a tree, and it looked like it was a Christmas tree. It had all the thick, heavy, almost white gelatinous strands on it, and he brought me a paper bag full of this material. And it was sort of ubiquitous, you know, it was soft and spongy, and but it was real, it's tangible. This is not imaginary. This is not suddenly the ravings of mad people. They are doing something in the way of spraying and putting products into our atmosphere and into our land designed to destroy the ability of the land to grow crops. Why would anybody in their right mind do things like that? Well, why would anybody in their right mind create a doomsday seed bank up above the Arctic Circle off the coast, I believe, of Norway, under armed guard with good seeds, healthy seeds, that, of course, they can plant when they start all over again? And who's funding that? The Rockefeller Foundation, Monsanto, William Gates. The Doomsday Seed Bank, look up on the Internet. Could it really be true? Go right ahead, Michael.
And, well, I'm glad that you had mentioned our good friend, and again, I say that facetiously as well, Bill Gates, who, by the way, many people don't realize this, but his father worked with Planned Parenthood, and he actually worked with Margaret Sanger, who had, as you know, eugenics programs in the inner cities in the African-American communities. And Margaret Sanger has openly stated that they established Planned Parenthood to get rid of, and I quote, the Negro problem. So we're talking about people who are very evil, who have very ominous plots, and believe that there's a group of people that should, I think it was Kissinger who called people from developing countries useless eaters. So there are people that do have an agenda to decrease population. But with that being said, Bill Gates is a heavy funder into geoengineering programs. We were not able to put that into What in the World Are They Spraying because it wasn't public information. It became public in January, but we did get a hold of that information probably in about September. So, yeah, Bill Gates, and this is very public, is a funder into geoengineering. We know that he's involved with the world government. We know that his family has a history of eugenics, and we know that he is involved with the seed vaults that you had discussed. So, you know, again, there's one of the many thousands of links that implicate the global agenda to the aerosol spraying that we see over every major city in America and just about every country in the world. Every NATO country has seen spraying. However, my wife just got back from a month in Kenya, said there wasn't any spraying in Kenya, not the entire time. So there are some areas that have not been toxified yet by these programs, but they are expanding at a rapid pace. Typically, as you know, in California, we see the spraying about 5 days a week, and it has increased over the past couple of years. So I get reports every day from around the world, and it appears that the spraying does increase. We begin to see the trails in the morning, as you know, Dr. Stan, and then by about 1:30, the sun is completely blocked out by a milky white sky, and of course, people have all burning eyes, irritability, headaches, fatigue, all kinds of respiratory illnesses. I could go on and on and on, but, you know, again, it's deeply concerning the profound effects that this is having on people, human health, and ecologies around the world.
I think it's what's so important for people to understand is they want to be able to control the weather. Sidney Zegna-Brzezinski wrote about this in 1970 and 1977, they passed a United Nations treaty, which we have make available, which basically said, you know, they will not use the weather warfare one nation against another. Well, we are a signatory to that, but you know, treaties are like pie crust. They're made to be broken. And I don't think we're abiding by it. I think we're using weather modification throughout the world today. And the average person doesn't understand. They don't understand HAARP. They don't understand weather modification. They don't understand that there is a group of elitists who have a different attitude towards humankind. They believe that they are superior. They believe they have the right to rule. They have the right to determine who will live or who will die. And they call them the superclass. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. But they certainly are there. They're working behind the scenes. They control. They're an invisible government. They're not our legitimate government. They're an invisible government. And, of course, they are in the process of destroying humankind. Ladies and gentlemen, you better find out, you better get involved, you better help us get the word out. Well, Michael, you pick the story up.
Well,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Plans for geoengineering, but they denied that they'd already started it. In other words, yes, we could do this. We don't know that it'd be harmful, but we want to do it. But, of course, they're denying that they've actually done it. And, of course, there's a government report, a congressional report, saying, you know, of course, we haven't done it yet. What they don't tell you is that there is a British report that readily admits they're already doing it. They've been doing it for some time. So the one thing that they do not want the American people to know is that these programs are underway today. They've been underway for many years, but they're top secret. I suspect they're above top secret, and anybody working for government who would come out, tell the truth, would spend the rest of their life in prison or worse. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, they're multi-billion, if not trillion, dollar operations because these are global. You know, again, they're not in every country, but they're in every NATO country, and they're pretty much around the world. They're illegal. They're crimes against nature and humanity, and they're killing people. So, of course, you know, there's going to be a tremendous effort to suppress this because when the people wake up, and trust me, they are, millions have woken up since our release in October, to this issue, people will revolt because, again, they are shredding the ozone, which we desperately need. They're destroying all of nature and all of humanity. This is the environmental issue of history, in all history. There has been no bigger crime. There has been no bigger cover-up than this. This is their endgame. This is the elite's plan to completely control the food supply. It's their plan to completely militarize countries that do not want to sign on to the New World Order agenda by sending droughts over there. And countries that do not want to sign on, they can say, fine, we're not going to send rain. And the countries may say, you know what, we're just going to hold on. And a year may pass, they may lose a large number of the citizens.
And we've seen these.
They're going to start demanding New World Order government. They're going to say, sign on. We're hurting here. We're not getting rain. We need to get rain. And when the country finally gets brought down to its knees, and that's what they do. They use the Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution, that people are begging for this New World Order, world government solution. And then they're going to say, well, we noticed that you had natural organic seeds, and you were dependent on us. So in order to sign on, you need to sign contracts with GMO seed manufacturers. So it's literally what many prophecies state, and of course this is stated in the Bible in the book of Revelations. It's what I call the beast. It's this governmental, multi-governmental corporate conglomerate, which I call the beast, that literally is usurping the authority of what was once under the dominion of our Creator, you know, under the dominion of natural processes, is taking control of that. And literally, now, instead of like back hundreds of years ago, people used to pray and worship to God for rain. Now they're going to have to pray and worship to Raytheon and say, hey, we need some rain sent over here. And that's exactly what it is. It's a usurping authority of our Creator to the dark side, because the dark side wants to be worshipped, and it wants the power. It wants the control of God.
And they can create floods. They can create droughts. I mean, they've had the most horrendous floods over there in Australia. They've had tremendous floods in South America. And then other areas, well, of course, they have terrible droughts. Are all these things acts of God, or are they acts of government? Why is everything top secret under the name of, we can't let Osama bin Laden know what's going on. We can't let the American people know because they might tell Osama bin Laden. So everything is done in secret and basically in the name of national security. Ladies and gentlemen, in a free society, if you have a ruling elite who can do whatever they want to under the guise of national security, why, we're in real trouble. We're talking about geoengineering, and one interesting part of the film is when of course, Michael and the others go to Washington, D.C. to talk to the congressman about geoengineering. A lot of them never even heard the term, and some of them knew exactly what Michael was talking about, and they didn't want to talk about it. Maybe they didn't want to spend the rest of their life in Leavenworth or worse. We'll be back here in just a moment. We're talking about the film, and we do offer it. What in the world are they spraying? What in the world are they spraying? Well, you better find out, because, of course, you're going to have to become involved. Basically, you don't have oceans protecting you from the enemy. The enemy is not at a cave in Pakistan. They're in Washington, D.C. and in New York City at 58 East 68th Street, New York City, New York. Michael, you go right ahead here.
Well, like you said, we finished the film in the District of Criminality, and we spoke with many different criminals, I mean politicians, during that time, and asked them if they were aware of the issue of geoengineering. And, of course, there have been numerous congressional hearings on the issue of geoengineering. However, very few were willing to even admit that they were aware of this. Many literally were ducking out of hallways and running from the question. They were very open to answering questions. So we covered the issue of geoengineering, and then they ran. One was Bart Gordon, who is the chair of the Science and Tech Committee, who has actually hosted a number of these hearings, congressional hearings, blatantly denied that there was any current deployment of these programs, and blatantly denied that there was a mountain of evidence. However, in our documentary, and of course, numerous other websites reveal, again, mass contamination from these programs. So, you know, I want to bring back to Dennis Kucinich back in 2001. He wrote, actually called for a banning of chemtrails in his Space Preservation Act. However, before the bill went, before vote, it was removed. It appears that there was some type of coercion. And we know that Dennis's brother and sister had passed that year before chemtrails had been removed. So, again, we're dealing with illegal programs, multi-billion, if not trillion-dollar operations, and this is really their end game. It is the New World Order globalist end game to literally control anything that was natural and organic. This is what they've been going at in trying to achieve this goal for hundreds of years, if not longer, and they're just about at the end. So, they're, again, to address this politically, if a politician has power, it's just a very taboo subject. So they were literally running away from us. And I think that that part of the film had a huge impact on a lot of people because it just showed the hijack.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Our guest, of course, is Michael Murphy. We're talking about the film, What in the World Are They Spraying? If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We offer the DVD. We think it's important, and it's really very interesting to see Michael back in Washington, D.C., going through the halls of Congress, asking congressmen about geoengineering. It's amazing how they just wanted to get away, and as Michael points out, and you'll actually see this on the film, they're actually almost running to get away. They don't want to talk about geoengineering. Some of them probably really don't understand it, but some of them do. And they realize the importance, and they realize the danger of telling the truth and letting the American people know. There is an agenda, and of course there is a population control agenda. There are too many people in the world, and an awful lot of them are going to die in the not-too-distant future. Well, if you have a question for Michael, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Michael, that's 464-8295. Michael, do you have a website, any information you would like to get out where people could go and get more information on this subject?
Absolutely. We have two websites, one for the purchase of the film, which is www.stopspraying.us. You can find the film there, and I'll ship it out the next day to you. We've also created the Coalition Against Geoengineering. So that website is www.coalitionagainstgeoengineering.org. It has a number of different tests, things that we can do to address this issue, and a number of articles and factual information and science on the issue of geoengineering. So both good websites, and again, we encourage you to purchase the film, and we're encouraging anyone who purchases and orders the film to make copies and hand those out for free in support of our vision of making this issue known to all. So, again, we...
And I think that's very generous of you. It's a lot of expense to put together a film like that. But it's vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, that that you make copies of this film and distribute it. We do the same thing. You have to be an army of people out there all across America who are copying DVDs and getting them out, getting people to watch them. And fortunately, you can get the very inexpensive DVD makers and do this, get the information out. And now, basically, of course, as we talk about the spraying, you've got a lot of great films up there, but how are they doing this? What are the mechanics of the spraying process? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, again, we spoke of the numerous patents, and one commonly referred to is called the Welsbach patent. And the Welsbach patent is a patent for a spraying device, which is fitted onto jet airplanes, and it specifically mentions spraying aerosol aluminum oxide, exactly what geoengineers have proposed and exactly what we're finding numerous tests from around the world. So it appears that most of these planes are KC-10s, you know, military tanker airplanes that are spraying up above us.
And basically these are not commercial jets. These are military planes that are doing the spraying.
Right. I do not think they're passenger jets. You know, a lot of them are very high. And again, geoengineers propose spraying this into the upper stratosphere. So it's usually at very high elevations. So most of the planes are unidentifiable. However, many have identified the lower spraying planes as KC-135s. Some have identified there was a German cargo company called Cargolux, which had been identified spraying the aerosol. So it appears that they're involved. But again, I don't think it's your Southwest Airlines or any other passenger jets, but I do think that they do have contracts with certain private corporations, perhaps cargo and tanker planes.
What would you know, for instance, they had a plane down there spraying their core exit all over the Gulf of Mexico, and that's an extremely toxic substance. And apparently I've heard stories about there are certainly divisions of the Air Force, but they do have these tanker planes that are designed for spraying. Have you heard that? And then lots of times we hear stories about Evergreen or other CIA airlines that, do we have any idea which of the, is this military, is some of the CIA operations? do we know for certain?
Well, we believe that it's all of the above. And again, these are worldwide programs, so there are many different corporations and many different governments involved. What I had forgot to say was if you look on the Evergreen Aviation page, they boast about their ability for weather modification and spraying aerosols into the sky. They say, we have tanker planes that can actually, you know, fight fires and then also modify the weather. So,
isn't Evergreen a CIA operation? This is what I my understanding is Evergreen was CIA. Have you looked into that at all?
And it still is. In the Evergreen Air Park down in Marana, Arizona, and I used to live in Phoenix and drive past it. A lot of people call it the Boneyard because there are a number of older airplanes. But yes, definitely a CIA front company and organization. So we believe that there's without a doubt involvement within these programs, and perhaps that's something that requires further investigation. We didn't investigate that part into the film. We literally had thousands of ideas and a limited amount of time and, of course, a limited budget. But this film has been so successful in its 3 months since release, it's looking like without a doubt there will be a call to do a second film. So it's something that definitely needs to be looked at. By the way, I didn't mention this film has already been translated into about nine different languages from around the world, and it's literally had millions of views. So it's creating a mass awareness around the world and also a mass movement on this issue because, again, like Manish Martin in Hawaii stated, I said, he lives in Maui, on Maui, and I said, what do you think the people of Hawaii would do if they awoken to what was happening? And at that time, the consciousness was very low, and he said, I think we'd have a revolution in Hawaii. This will be a revolution. There will be a complete shift. We've seen, oh, my God, the power behind this and the growth of this movement has just been incredible. I've never seen a movement grow so quickly, and we're still at the beginning stages. So within 1 year, we should have, you know, a large percentage of the population aware of this because, you know, people are questioning, why is everything on my property dying? Why is the grass not growing? You know, why are my trees starting to die here? And we have the answer to that question. Let me tell you, a lot of people are not going to like it. Why did my father and mother just die of Alzheimer's, you know? Well, it's because they're spraying aluminum in the sky. A lot of people are not going to be happy about this when they awaken to this. And for the first time, Dr. Stan, I have so much hope in humanity because I'm seeing people who want to get involved. They get emails all day long of people who say, what can I do to get active? I just want to do something. And there are thousands of things, different things that we can do, but it's just finally people are standing up and saying no. And let me tell you something. If each and every one of us did that, the power of the human spirit, these criminal people that call themselves the elite, these people on the dark side would not have a chance in hell, and I will say, because they would not have a chance in hell at carrying out these agendas. So it's amazing because the human spirit is becoming awakened and getting activated, and they will not continue this.
Well,
their day is going very short.
Well, I think that it's so important when people realize it's themselves and their children are involved. You know, it's one thing where they're killing children over in Afghanistan. Most Americans weren't, or Iraq, most Americans weren't concerned that the American embargo on Iraq from 1991 until year 2000 had killed 500,000 Iraqi children. Most people really were not concerned about that. When Madeleine Albright was asked about the fact that the embargo had killed 500,000 children, she didn't deny the American ambassador. They couldn't get food, they couldn't get vaccines, they couldn't get medicines. Asked about killing 500,000 Iraqi children, she said, well, I think it was perfectly all right. There's nothing wrong with that. After that, they were Iraqi children. But what about when it's your children that are dying? Your children are being crippled. Your children whose minds are being destroyed. Does that change the perspective? And basically, I think that there is a growing awareness. I think you did a great job with this film, and I want to congratulate you on doing it, and certainly Ed Griffin for getting the information out. Suddenly the thing, my wife called me the other morning, just after we'd seen your film. She says, you got to see this film. You got to see this film. And I got to see what's going on. So we look out in the sky. Now, ordinarily, a lot of the times you'll see the contrails. You'll see a plane going through the atmosphere, a commercial airliner. It goes from point A to point B, comes from south to north. But this plane was obviously not a commercial airliner because, of course, it flew up towards Santa Cruz from the south. Then it flew sideways, and then it flew back down south again. And you could see this beautiful a trail up there, something obviously condensed water. What else was in it? We don't know. But this was obviously a plane that was making a circular flight pattern. Obviously not a commercial plane, obviously a military plane of some sort, and of course a beautiful condensation trail or chemtrail or whatever it was, of course, it was not normal. And basically, you many times see the crisscross skies. Sometimes those are commercial airlines. Sometimes they are simply, let's go to Joe calling from Michigan. Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I got a comment. I preface by saying that, I devote my life to revealing the truth. I'm presently doing a movie project that's taken about 2 years of my life, and I live a really simple life, but I do it because I want to stand up for the truth. And even amongst devoting my life to this project and projects in the past, when we know the truth of what's going on, these people, this handful of people, this oligarchy, who are responsible for mass murdering millions, if not billions, of people when all is said and done. We are people, we are God's people who know the truth. And God's word says to whom much is given, much is required. And I believe in education to the utmost. I'm devoting my life to it. But in all honesty, when I search my heart, the bottom of my heart, when I see all this going on, I know in my heart that I am responsible to do something about this. And I know that educating is doing something about it. But these people need to be eliminated, whatever is required. Now, I'll give you just a parallel. King David. I mean, King David was a man after God's own heart. He was a righteous man, and when he saw evil, he dealt with it, whether it was Goliath or something else.
But
know the truth.
But Joe, Saul tried to kill David, and David would not kill Saul. He could have killed Saul on many occasions. That was
he was a mass murderer too, to some degree. I mean, he was a warrior. He was a man who went out.
He was a warrior, but he felt was right. He did not necessarily kill his enemy. Our job is now, remember what the Bible says: "Vengeance is mine," saith the Lord. Our job is to get the information out, and certainly God will take care of these people in this world or the next world. But our job is to get education out, is not to act, to take, you're absolutely right. We are to expose the evil. What does it say, in Ephesians 11 and 12? For we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spirits of wickedness in high places. Wherefore put ye on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to have to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Doesn't say take up a sword and go kill them. It says to be able to stand against them. And that our job is to get the information out. So thanks very much for calling, Joe.
No, we're off the
subject. The subject here really is chemtrails, and I don't want to get off on taking a vendetta and going out and starting killing people. That would be the worst thing, because that would justify other implementing the dictatorship. They want just such a reaction from us. What are your thoughts on that, Michael? Michael, I'm sorry, we lost you there. Somebody had called in, and they wanted to go out and take vengeance against these evil people and take action against them. And I said that our job is to expose them, but I don't think we ourselves are to go out and start killing people because they're evil and wicked people. What are your thoughts?
Right. Well, I believe in peaceful, nonviolent action. And we have to realize that our most powerful weapon We cannot outgun them. We cannot out-militarize them. But truth is the most powerful thing, and that is why they spend billions of dollars through the corporate mainstream media to deceive us. That is why they spend so much money and time and effort to try and get us focused on other issues, because truth is their enemy, and we are truth, and that is what will bring this down. And like I said, all it takes is the human spirit to exercise the power of the human spirit and say no to this, and say no to the tyranny, and quit supporting it, and quit doing what we're doing by supporting these corporations that are involved, and they will fall very quickly. So no, violence is definitely not the answer to this issue, but peaceful nonviolent action, and part of that is just creating awareness.
And I think, remember this idea of vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. He didn't say for us to take on. He told us to put on the full armor of God that we may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, we have a right to defend ourselves. But, of course, this is a spiritual battle being played on a political and ideological battlefield. And none of us are ever going to kill all the wicked people in the world. God will take care of them, either in this world or the next one. Our job, of course, is to do exactly what Michael has done, and he's put out an excellent DVD, and I recommend that people get it, and that, of course, that they duplicate it and get it to others. You put out an awful lot of them here, since October when it first came out?
Yes, October 23rd, and in the first month, it's been estimated at having over 1 million views, and again, it's growing exponentially, so a rough estimation would probably be around 5 million views, and that was done by one of our editors who's involved. So this thing is just, and it's growing each and every day, so we're gaining some momentum. It's like a snowball. So again, it's waking up the world to this crime against nature and humanity, and it's activating people, and that was our hope. Producing the film, G. Edward Griffin and I sat down and we're looking at this and saying, wow, this is amazing. What's going on?
There's nothing powerful as the truth. There's nothing as powerful as the truth, and often nothing so strange. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Michael, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up our program for this evening.
Sounds good. And, I wanted to end. I can certainly understand the frustration.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Another excellent DVD. Put out actually under the auspices of Ed Griffin. It's called Cancer, Forbidden Cures. And I really believe that this will strike right at the heart of people because every one of us knows that somebody who's died of cancer, but it's all unnecessary. Cancer, Forbidden Cures, and you'll actually see some of the most amazing footage. We know about the cancer cures that have been suppressed and are being suppressed today. We carry the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough. We carry a four-tape set of my interviews with Colonel Lavaro. The government wanted to kill his son. They didn't want him to get the Dr. Brzezinski treatment. They killed this little boy. Colonel Lavaro, Green Beret, Colonel, having to hide in his own country from FDA officials. And then, of course, interviews with Dr. Brzezinski and other people on this incredible treatment. That's a four-tape set, and you get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a four-tape set on Why Do We Still Have Cancer? We have a four-tape set on Laetrile. It worked very efficiently until it was outlawed here in America. Why was it outlawed? Because it was saving human lives. Well, you mean to tell me that they have cancer treatments that they're suppressing? Absolutely. Do you need, of course, to get the material we offer? My talk on planned population reduction. My talk on the Nundare College genocide. And you need to either, if you get anything from us, you can ask for a free copy of the Population Control Agenda monograph. You need to get it and copy it and disseminate it. That's the Population Control Agenda monograph. Copy it and disseminate it. And then you can go up on the Internet and pull it down if you want to. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and pull it down. Get the information. Help us to get it out. Millions of people have died unnecessarily. Sydney, back at the beginning of the last century, I'm talking about the 1900s, one person in 17 got cancer. Today, one in three gets cancer. And the people are dying and dying unnecessarily. The DVD, Cancer, The Forbidden Cures. I promise you, you will never look at the world through the same eyes again. An excellent DVD, and we encourage you to get it. You can get what in the world are they spraying? Cancer, The Forbidden Cures. Those two DVDs, if you're only going to get two, why, give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. You're going to get one. Get it and then start duplicating it. 1-800-544-8927. If we have an army out there of people duplicating DVDs, these two DVDs could change the course of history. Of course, we have, of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get it and read it. And my DVD, well, it gets a lot of very important information. Well, that's the Brotherhood of Darkness. We have my talk on the Forbidden Secret. And the syllabus goes with that. You have our permission to copy both of them and distribute them. As long as you're not making a profit, we want the information out. That's the Forbidden Secret. We also have another talk. It's only available on CD, but you can get that from Radio Liberty. It's called The Dark Secret. It's the ultimate explanation of what's going on with the syllabus, The Dark Secret. different from the forbidden secret. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. You can go there, listen to us on the internet, MP3, iPod. You can listen to us on the telephone. You can listen to us on shortwave. You need to get a Rick satellite because how long we'll be able to continue getting regular channels, but you can always get us on the satellite. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. It is 9 February 2010. 2011. Whoops. 9 February 2011. Snowy in the Midwest again. We've had another, between the past week after the about 20 inches of snow we had, we've had another 5 inches and it's still snowing. So we are in a winter wonderland for sure. I am so happy that you are joining us today. I hope you are warm. I hope you are settled in, have enough food, have enough everything you need because you're going to need it. And we know that. We just don't know when. It's all about preparation. I keep getting emails constantly saying, please tell people to prepare. Please tell people to prepare. I don't know how else to tell people to prepare. Buy the tuna. Buy the can of beans. Buy the dog food. Buy the cat kitty litter, whatever. Toilet paper. Who knows? I'll tell you what, the people in Egypt right now, you know, they didn't have much time to prepare for this. And they're sort of at a standoff, but they're threatening a coup. They're running out of gasoline, running out of money, and running out of food.